Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano, and it is our final episode of the Profile Line series. I'm actually sorry to see this one go. I've really enjoyed talking about the profile lines for the last couple of weeks with you guys on these episodes. Like I've said before, this is one of the most impactful pieces of human design. I think that it tunes you into how to embody your design more than any other one thing in your human design chart. So obviously we have human design type, which is really important because that gives you your strategy. It knows how you are meant to move through the world, how your energy gets used, how people experience it, what it's like for people to be in aura with you, how the universe speaks to you and delivers you the things that are in alignment for you. Your authority that helps you decide whether the things that come to you through your strategy are truly aligned for you or not. And then the profile, though, is who you're here to be. So when we get into that world of being over doing, how do I be this highest version of myself? Well, your profile tells you what the highest version of yourself will act like. It tells you what your path is going to look like. And it clues you into a lot of information and ways that you can go about understanding whether you are in high expression of who you're meant to be and whether you are ultimately walking the path of your purpose, or are you denying parts of yourself that will help you get there faster and easier and meeting the right people along the way, which is what human design teaches us. It's all geometry. We are all on this path, living our lives, and hopefully bumping into the people and the experiences and the opportunities that will help us go along the path toward our purpose and not away from it, not taking us on detours around it. Now, we can do that with our conditioning, where we have something that we are avoiding. We have ways that we behave to protect us, that keep us from living that purpose path, where we're not listening to our strategy and authority, where we're letting the mind lead us, or we're letting our trauma lead us. So human design is this beautiful tool that helps us figure out what is in alignment for us. And profile, like I always say, is the biggest bang for your buck, in my opinion. I think it is the clearest open window to how you start to live more in alignment with who you were meant to be. Every step that you take to embodying your profile just feels more and more like you're coming home. It feels more and more like, yeah, I get this. I see how I really am destined for that. And your profile can be scary. They're big shoes to fill. The potential of every profile is incredible. But a lot of times, if we're not naturally doing it, if we're not living in alignment with those gifts, we might be shying away from them. We might be playing small. And if we are playing small, if we are hiding, if we are not stepping boldly into what it means to be our true profile, to be truly us in this world, then we're going to find that things are just not working out for us the way that we want. That can result in us working a whole lot toward things, feeling like we're showing up, but nobody's listening, or nobody's buying, or I don't know why I'm just not making the right contacts. There might be a way that you're meant to make contacts, that you're trying to go about it another way because someone told you to do it that way. We're going to talk about the sixth line today. Line six, top of the hexagram. Every gate has six lines in it. That's really what we're talking about. So your conscious sun gate will have six lines. So we have the opportunity to have lots of different lines throughout. We all have them. So as you listen to the series, you probably heard some things in lines that were not part of your dominant profile, where you're like, oh, that resonates with me. Well, look at your chart and see if you have lots of those lines down the columns on the gates along the sides of your chart. Do you see a point three a lot? Then that might be why the three line really resonates with you, but you're a 2-4. So these are ways that you could start to play with this. But when we talk about these lines and we're talking about the main profile, this is going to be your strongest energy. This is going to be the role that you are dominantly playing in your life. This is the one that you're really going to want to embody. So the sixth line brings us to the end of it. We have six lines and then we move on to the next gate we would shift over into after you come out of the sixth line. They're all special, but the sixth line is unlike any other. The six sits on top and it's almost like it's sitting on the roof or the spire of the building where it gets a completely different vantage point than the rest of us. It is looking backwards and forwards. It can see each of the lines and it can look forward into the future. The potential for it is great wisdom. So it has this bird's eye view of life for most of its life. And we're going to talk about the three stages that the six goes through, which makes it completely unique. No other line has this same path that the six does. These specific milestones throughout the life of anybody who carries a six line as one of their prime gift profile numbers. So let's talk about who gets a six line. If you are a 3-6 profile, a 4-6, a 6-2, or a 6-3, this episode's for you. This episode will pertain to you if you are any of those profiles. So in traditional human design, the six line is called the role model. The only one that doesn't sound kind of awful. The investigator, I guess, is fine, but the rest of them don't sound terribly fun or appealing. But the role model actually sounds kind of good. It's like, oh, you're a role model. I could live with that. That doesn't sound so bad. Just like I gave all the others, I give them kind of an archetype of my own because I think that it helps to understand. With the six, I think it's the potential to be a role model. And what can confuse people is they think that they need to be perfect all the time. And that is the mark of a six. They can be a little bit perfectionist type, particularly about themselves. They can be perfectionists and not terribly forgiving of mistakes for themselves and sometimes for others, depends on the person, but definitely for themselves. I find that sixes can be very hard on themselves. And part of that can be trauma from that first stage of life, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But I want to tell you the archetypes as I look at them, because I think they can help you see how the doing can lead to being, because that is what this is all about. The more you are acting like your profile, the more you are stepping into that character that you are here to play in this life, the more you become that character. And it's not about slipping on a skin that doesn't belong to you. It's about stepping into your potential. And it's about stepping into your purpose and claiming it and owning it. So that's the difference that I want to draw. We are not talking about faking it. We are talking about really stepping in and saying, I am meant to be this. How am I denying that? How am I not owning it? And how can I more fully step into it with power and with some form of acceptance of it? So the archetype that I gave the six of being, that if you're being this as a six, you will start to become the higher version of it. You can become the role model, is the archetype of the wayfarer. And a wayfarer is traditionally known as like a traveler, somebody who's making their way through life, maybe not knowing where they're going, but always picking up something along the journey, that they're not focused on necessarily the result. It's like, I'm going to walk to walk and I'm going to trust that the journey itself holds greater value than I could ever find on my own. That it needs to be walked in order to be realized, in order to be understood, in order to be seen. So by living life as a wayfarer, as a six line, you have the potential for your business, for your brand to become the sage. Really, what we're talking about is you have to live your life as a six. It's imperative for the six to live their life. If you're a 6-2 or a 6-3, you have that transpersonal profile. You have that need to share, the need to connect. And you may not feel necessarily like you want to connect with people all the time as a six. The six is known to be aloof, can go arrogant at times, but just sort of reserved, pulled back a little bit, close to the vest. But you have to engage with people in order for your purpose to be fulfilled. And even if you're not, they're going to find you. That transpersonal profile, that 6-2, 6-3, is going to need people, need outside connection in order for the purpose to be fulfilled. Now, if you have the six in the back, you have that 3-6 or the 4-6 profile, it'll be different for each one of those. You are going to have this role model potential, this sage potential. It's going to be something that other people see in you more than maybe you see it in yourself. And that can be a valuable thing to understand. Whereas if you have that in the front, this is going to be very much how you go through life. If you're a 6-2 or 6-3, you're going to be very identified probably with this entire thing that I'm talking about. So let's talk about those three stages of life that all sixes go through, no matter where you have a six. And if you have a six in any gate in your chart, like I'm a 5-1, but I have a lot of sixes in my chart. I have a lot of six line energy. Every single one of those gates goes through this process. Every single one of those gates goes through this maturation process that we're going to be talking about. So the three stages of life is incredibly important to understand because we're talking about that wayfarer sort of role, understanding that the journey matters. Well, the six line goes on a journey of its own. Over the course of its life, it starts out from birth until 30 years old. It operates like a three line, but it's not a three. It operates like a three. It is finding its way through life through experimentation, through trial and error, through trying things out and them maybe not going so well. Life bumps into you, you bump into life, and that's how you learn. But the six is not a three and doesn't necessarily have that same resilience that the three has to shake it off. The six can take it personally. The six can be very hard on themselves. I should have known better. I should have done better because it knows that there is this greater potential for it. I think every six is born with this feeling of I'm going somewhere and I don't know where. Life's going to take me on a journey. Life's going to take me on a ride. And I don't necessarily know where that ride is going, where that journey leads ultimately. So they can be very hard on themselves. Sometimes with sixes, they can end up getting really down on themselves, down on the world, pessimistic, just not really feeling terribly hopeful about life if the first 30 years were rough and they beat themselves up for it, right? They might get into trouble. They might have gotten into a relationship that they don't feel like they can get out of now, can feel really stuck by the choices that they made as a three. And then when you get to the age of 30 to 50, they climb up on the roof. So life was bumping into them. They were bumping into life for those first 30 years. And now they say, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go climb up on the roof and I'm going to watch everybody. And I'm going to observe life now. And I'm going to reflect and become more introspective. This is where the inward journey begins. The first 30 years of life is an outward journey. Let me try this. Let me do this. Oh no, that broke. Ah, what happened there? Can be really rocky, can be really rough. And then that second 20 years, the 30 to 50, that second phase, they're saying, let me reflect on this. This might be where they learn to meditate. They settle down. The family grows. They start to settle into a career. All those things that come with a Saturn return. But then also maybe removing themselves a little bit from the action, paying more attention to themselves, to their process, maybe reflecting on those first 30 years. And then also observing things around them. They're starting to pay attention to other people in a different way. This is also when other people start to see the potential of their gifts starting to come through. They start to see how this person has this potential to help in some way. And it's not a problem solver like the five. It's different. It's a much more spiritual leadership than tactical, practical leadership that you get with the five, but leadership all the same. And people sense that. So they start to get recognized for it at this stage when they're on the roof. People start to notice this if they are interacting enough. Then we go up at the age of 50, the Chiron return. They come off the roof. They come down off the hill to be Buddha, to be the sage, to say, I did it all in my first 30 years. I watched it all, reflected on it all. In that 30 to 50 range. And now here I am with all the wisdom that this journey has provided me, has imparted on me, and I'm ready to share it with you. I'm ready to tell you. Here's my book. Here's my course. Here's why, if you have a six line, one thing to pay attention to always is just what phase am I in? It's really going to affect you. Obviously, we all go through phases. These are astrological cosmic events that are happening. So around 30, we have that first Saturn return, which puts us all into a different phase of our lives. But then when we hit 50, we hit that Chiron return. That is another phase for all of us. But this is a much more drastic, defined moment for a six line. So after 50, it's time for wisdom and it's time for sharing, to really own your wisdom and to share it. Now, not every six is ready to come down off that roof. They're like, I'm good. I don't like what I see in the world. I don't like what I see here. I don't think people will listen to me. I don't think I'm being valued. I don't really want to do it. I'm scared. Any of those can be at play, but it's important that you come down off the roof. You can't live the rest of your life on the roof as a successful six line. You have to go through these stages and you have to at least come down and start to share. It does not mean that you have to share it with a big audience. It does not mean that you have to make it your career, but it does mean that you have to go through all of this and start to recognize, what have I learned and what do I know that might be useful to other people, and not just throwing that to the side. It's a time of great acceptance. This is me, warts and all, and I have something to offer, even if maybe it doesn't look like it to the outside world. Really imperative. And what can happen with people who have a six, and looking at what stage you're in as a six line, are you in that first 30 years? Are you really trying? Are you really allowing life to bump into you? And are you allowing yourself to let it roll off when it does? Not beating yourself up, not getting in your head about whether it was good or not good or right or wrong, or if you should have known better. Can you learn the lesson? And can you move on from that? And then the 30 to 50. This is where you're really going to want to reflect. You want to turn inward. You want to allow yourself that time. You want to allow yourself that space for reflection and notice what's happening. And a lot of people ask me, do I have to wait till 50 to share? You don't have to, but six lines are a lot like Nona's sauce, like the old Italian grandmother that has the sauce or the stew, or a Latin grandma that's making the mole that takes like 4 days to cook so that all of the flavors marry properly and it all comes together and tastes the way it's supposed to taste. And if you only do it for half the time, or if you only do it for part of the time, it still tastes good, but it's not what it could have been. To me, that's six line percolation. That's the stewing of all the stuff. That's the journey, the wayfaring that has to go on. You have to be wandering. You have to be collecting your experiences. And that does happen over time. Now, does that mean that you are doing nothing and have nothing to share and have no wisdom to impart until you're 50? Absolutely not. It's just going to be different when you hit that 50 mark. It's going to be a whole new level of flavor that you add. And we don't necessarily know how that will happen, meaning, we don't know what will be different because it's the journey and it is the changes. You don't know what will be healed at that 50-year mark that you had no idea was even there. These transition moments can be, sometimes they can be chaotic, sometimes they can be traumatic, sometimes they can be really eye-opening, but they can carry some real-world shakeups. That's what these transitions are about. We don't know what they will bring. And for the six line, it's ultimately about your journey. It's ultimately about your reflections, your deeper understanding about what works and how can we move forward. The six line is about moving forward. Always about transformation. It's always about innocently looking forward and saying, this is what I've seen. This is what I know. And here's what I know about the way we need to go forward. That wisdom to be able to say, we don't need what we've always had. I know it's been broken. I've broken it myself. I've had time to think about that. And here's what we need to do to make sure that we're moving forward in a positive direction. It has to have hope. It has to have optimism in order for the six line to really reach its full potential. So I hope that you found this useful. I hope you liked this series. Please, I would love for you to let me know I've really enjoyed delivering it. I hope that you keep going with working with your profile and what those two lines look like together, because that's a whole different ball game when we start to marry them and we get the full profile of what you are. You can go super, super deep with this, but I highly recommend that you work on embodying and integrating this information into who you are, because that is where you start to see the benefits of human design. Beyond the knowledge, beyond the knowing, beyond the information is the integration and the implementation of it, where you're embodying it in your life. That's where you'll start to see results. And that is where you'll start to see real change in your life, where people are reacting to you differently, where you're bringing a new level of yourself and your work to the world. So if you can do that with things like this, with the podcast, and you're out there and you're using it, bravo, do it. But if not, and you need help with implementation, I do encourage you to find somebody, someone who knows what they're talking about, who actually has embodied their design themselves, who is living this, not just reading about it and regurgitating information. I highly encourage you to work with somebody so that you can get guidance on this journey if you feel like you need it, and be discerning about who you choose. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you want to download the free X Factor by Design guide, DM me the word X Factor on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official, or go to NicoleLano.com/X Factor and you can download the guide right there. Or if you'd like to be enrolled in the contest, all you have to do is follow this show, subscribe to it on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever you're listening to this. Subscribe to the show, take a little screenshot of the episode, tell us why you're loving this series so much, and tag me. I'm at Nicole Lano Official, and that will enter you into the contest. We'll be announcing the winner very soon. Thank you so much for being here. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you on becoming unshakable with human design, everybody. We'll see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.